This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's all over but the shouting for this year's high school seniors. Colleges have made their offers of admission, and now it's up to the kids and their parents to do some choosing. Over the next couple of weeks, thousands of families are going to be poring over acceptance letters and tuition charts, figuring out how to foot that higher education bill. And schools will be trying to sway that decision by sweetening their offers of financial aid. No need required. Gigi Duban reports.
Tuition at public universities is loads cheaper than at private colleges. Penn State for residents is $13,000 a year. At Vassar, it's $46,000. But that's just the sticker price. When you factor in financial aid, especially the kind tied to merit, not need, the gap gets much smaller. Richard Ekman is president of the Council of Independent Colleges.
The amount of institutional aid distributed by private colleges to students is equal to 6 times the dollar amount of federal aid that's distributed.
Ekman says the actual amount students pay at private colleges on average is less than 60% of the total cost of school. That discount is a selling point as tuition costs soar and the economy remains weak. Amanda Griffith teaches economics at Wake Forest University.
So offering a merit-based scholarship where maybe that student wouldn't be eligible for need-based financial aid could entice them to come to your school.
Griffith says colleges want to attract a variety of students, including those whose families make too much to be eligible for financial aid. They want the drum majors, the debate stars, the artsy types. But some say the trend toward giving money to students regardless of income needs to stop. In fact, several private college presidents are calling for a shift back to more need-based aid.
We need to provide broader and broader access to higher education.
That's Tori Haring Smith, president of Washington Jefferson College. She says that doesn't mean colleges ought to stop trying to lure students with special talents. But she says they do need to give more aid to students who just plain can't afford private college tuition. Ekman of the Council of Independent Colleges says a lot of people fall into that category.
The college-going generation these days is disproportionately lower income compared to what it was a generation ago.
So he says whether they want to or not, colleges will be doling out more money to those who need it most. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.